You are listening to the number one podcast on topics on dating and matters of the heart. This is Ladies Night Podcast, episode one. Next.
So welcome everybody to another special episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, where we normally talk movies, TV, have a little fun along the way, because otherwise, what's the point? However, today we're doing something totally different. We're not going to do a usual spiel with movies and TV. We are going to inject a plethora, to quote the great El Guapo, a plethora of estrogen into our show, into our normally heavy testosterone-filled events. It's ladies' night here at the Real Mentors Studios, and super excited. Been trying to get this going for a couple of months. We teased it a couple of months back, and I orchestrated this, and it took a pain in the ass because dealing with several women. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. I love you. I love my women. I do. I truly do. But it's not the easiest thing to do with.
Y'all
can jump in. Guys, I love you guys. I'm just joking. I'm joking. But let's be realistic. Come on. Either way. So normally, again, we're Real Mentors. So our goal is usually to enhance your movie and TV watching experience. But today we're life mentors. And with life, of course, one of the biggest topics which surround us on a daily basis, aside from our families, for the most part, is relationships, dating, whatnot, who you're seeing, who you're not seeing, who's doing who, blah, 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 and all that good stuff. So all you guys out there and women as well, this is going to be a very interesting kind of show. We want to get some really candid conversations about several topics in relations to dating and all that. So you actually might learn a thing or two. I might learn a thing or two.
Or three,
it could be 10, really, because I'm a guy, so basically, let's be realistic, I don't know shit, let's be honest, at least I own it. So, we got a very special panel of guests here who will be joining us. Of course, we got four very lovely women, of course, joining us here today, and I know that one of our typical hosts is here as well. I'll make my introductions. Of course, Mike is not here, the man beast himself. We miss him, you know, but he wasn't qualified to do this show because he's like 90 years old, so who cares? But, you know, having said that, we do have, as always, our technical producer, the head of our crack research team, Plugosaurus Rex himself, the Spaniard. George, how you doing, big guy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Oh, ladies. At this time, ladies.
Doing good.
Yeah,
doing
nice
good.
Screwed up, huh? George is excited as I am. And it's a funny story. I mean, I'll share this, that we were in our pre-production meeting, and George is freaking out. He was super, super nervous because for myself, being surrounded by beautiful women, that's status quo. That's par for the course. It is what it is. People who know
reason
me, they know how I roll. They know how I roll. Don't roll your eyes. But George, he's not used to that. So he was nervous. He was sweating. His palms were all kind of clammy. He had to go take a shower. I'm like, dude, relax. He's like, dude, Jose, what do I do? Just calm down. Be yourself. It's not a big deal. So, George, are you calm down? Are you ready, George? I know you're freaking out. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm ready and prepped. Let's go.
I love embarrassing George. It's the best part of the show. So we'll make around the table here. First off, introduce, oh my God, I ain't know her names anymore. No, it's Veronica.
Veronica. Hello, Veronica.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You nervous? You're not going to make George nervous here? Okay, he's freaking out, I'm telling you.
No, I think he's good.
He's good?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, we have the illustrious Christy, how are you doing today? Yeah, you like that, huh?
You ready for estrogen 101?
I'm always ready for estrogen. I love my female contingent. I really do. And don't forget, single ladies, you can reach me at therealmentor@gmail.com. Just want to throw it out there.
I know.
You guys want to roll your eyes on this show.
My stuff is not enough for you.
And that lovely voice came from a very good friend of mine who I've known for the last couple of years, who, how do I best say this, referred to as one of my problems. Oh. I think that's accurate. Is it not? Exactly.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Jennifer, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Let's see.
And lastly, we have joining us via the phone here, all the way from Corpus Christi, Linda, how are you doing over there?
Hello, doing good. I'm in Texas,
huh? Now, Corpus, now, of course, you know, we all, you visited Miami, so you're well aware of the extensive nightlife we have down here and what have you. And it's funny because me and Linda, we started talking about 6 months ago, maybe. And we've gotten into several conversations about dating, very detailed and all that. Some good, some bad. And we share each other's disastrous love life, for lack of a better word. But on a side note, Corpus Christi, I wasn't too aware of that. Now, according to Linda here, and this is how sad Corpus Christi is, and I think, Linda, you agree, that the best place to hang out, well, I'll rephrase, one of the best hangouts, quote-unquote, in Corpus Christi is at TGI Fridays.
I knew you were going to say that.
TGI Fridays is the night spot at Corpus Christi. I kill myself.
Yeah.
I really will kill myself.
I think everybody that lives in Miami will kill themselves.
God, Fridays. Either way, that's neither here nor there. We'll get into it real quick here. So, now normally, the ladies aren't familiar. I have gone on a couple rants in the past. I fight for the injustice sometimes. This is still, obviously we talk about movies, so I kind of still want to stick to that, at least in the beginning. And I've always kind of fought for those, the rights of those heroes who are really villains, and a lot of people misconceptions about who we should be cheering for. Having said that, and I think this would be, you guys need to bear with me, because this is going to lead right into our first topic. You guys seen Forrest Gump?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Forrest
yeah.
Run.
Yeah, thank you. You like Forrest Gump? Yeah.
Yes.
That Forrest Gump, I don't think I'm...
Funny.
Yeah, funny. He's one of the most, for me, the most endearing characters in movies we've seen. Who doesn't like Forrest Gump? Super nice guy, you know, sweet, and we cheer for him and all that good stuff. Now, funny thing about that movie is that there's no true villain in that movie. It's really about Forrest Gump. Most movies have the antagonist and protagonist. However... Jenny. I don't know if people like her or not. I don't know. It's kind of easy. This kind of done the other ones I've done previously. But obviously, I think Jenny is the villain of Forrest Gump. Let's face it. Here's Forrest Gump, who adores Jenny, does everything for her, opens up his arms, his doors, his wallet, his house, and all that for her. They met when they were young. They were peas and carrots, all that good stuff. Well, now Jenny, of course, and this is not anything against women in general, but this particular female specimen, she's a little bit of a damn slut, you know, because here's Jenny, who dismisses Forrest Gump at every single turn. But at the minute she needs help, she's running towards Forrest Gump.
I agree.
Right?
Okay. I think she's
not
a slut, but...
No, okay. Well, I'm not there yet. Well, a slut, just as a guy, is a slur. I don't mean a slut. Yeah, you know, exactly. but, you know... Damn it, Christy. So either way, so, you know, the friends are first, and all of a sudden, it's a couple of scenes where he protects her from when she's singing that strip joint, and when that guy beats her at the blank path of the party, and she gets on his case. He's just trying to protect her. Poor guy. Yeah. He's looking out for her, and she just pushes him away. Fine, whatever. See, it teaches Forrest Gump to be a coward. Forrest Gump's about to go to war, Vietnam, and what does she tell him? Forrest, run. Yes, it led to good things and saving Lieutenant Dan, you know, Bubba and all that, whatever. However, what will we be if our troops ran at the first sign of trouble? It's un-American. They're out there to fight for us, and he's telling them to run and be a coward. Fine, whatever. Of course, she gets all drugged up, starts sleeping around. This is the 60s. This is, you know, the free love era and all that stuff. So God knows what the hell she's doing.
The 60s is the only free love era?
Well, well, fair enough.
Let's give him a break. This is the man's perception of this.
No. What is it? I didn't even finish it. So either way. So she gets drugged up, gets into trouble. What does she do? She runs back to Forrest. Hey, come to my house. I'll feed you. Give you shelter and all that, you know. She actually gives it off to him. Good for her. Fine, whatever. But then
good for him.
Good for him. But then she leaves.
Yeah.
Just like that. And she knew exactly how he felt. Poor guy. This is the, he's this guy knows less than Jon Snow for you Game of Thrones out there. he does. Love Forrest Gump. Either way, all of a sudden down the road, she gets AIDS, she gets sick, whatever. Who does she go to? I'll call Forrest because Forrest is always there. And of course, she goes to him and like nothing else, come over, I'll take care of you, all that. Over and over again, every single time. Now, God knows what the hell she was doing. She got AIDS and that sucks, I get that. And I think she, first of all, two things. She kills Forrest Gump because every movie in Hollywood gets a sequel for the most part. Yet we have never seen Forrest Gump 2. You know why? Because she had AIDS and she gave it to him and he died. Poor guy. Secondly, Haley Joel Osment, who plays her son, who we don't even know is really Forrest Gump's son. She says he is. He tilts his head and when I'm watching TV, it doesn't make him his son. Whatever. But he takes care of him. Good for Forrest Gump. Poor kid. She was so drugged up. This kid got so messed up. A couple years later, he's a Bruce Willis seeing dead people. She fucked up this kid. You know, she has no poor thing. So horrible, horrible, horrible. But either way, we'll bring it back home because this is going to lead into my topic here. You know, so. I know. I'm just getting warmed up. So, all this being said, Forrest is generally a nice guy and all that. Now, nice guys, there's a saying, nice guys finish last, of course. And I think as a lot of times,
I hear that so many times for people that are not secure of the self and are frustrated.
I'm not saying it's true now. I'm just saying, hear the question yet. So, women always say they want a nice guy and all that. And they always happen to say after they come for a really shitty relationship. But every time they say it every single time, and every single time I'm doing a shitty relationship. Now, nice guys, do women, and I don't know the answer. I'll ask you guys, I'll throw these guys your way here. And we'll start with Veronica. Do women really want a nice guy? And what I mean by that, just to kind of clarify. Well, I'll rephrase. Because a lot of women seem to like the bad boy type, the mysterious and all that stuff. You know, sometimes they like to get mistreated. I've done it myself because if I'm a nice guy, I wouldn't get laid, let's be honest. So really, do you think nice guys really have no shot here? I mean, what's the deal with it? What's your take on that?
No, I mean, I think it all depends on what point of a woman's life they're at. I guess what point in time they're at with their life, what's going on. I mean, there's multiple factors here. I don't think it's just like, oh, nice guys finish last. I don't think it's all about that. I think it's all depending on the point of your life where you're at, right?
I have to agree with you.
I agree with that too.
It's not about the nice guy. It's more about how sympathetic they are, their kindness. That doesn't make them a nice guy because you can have a bad boy who wants to come around and be like, hey, babe, hey, ma, come visit me. And we may see that at that moment as the nice guy.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, what do you think before I jump in?
Well, I agree. It's not about is it good, is it bad, is it how he is. It has to do a lot with the point in your life that you're at as a woman. What do you want? Because you could want a bad guy because you don't want something serious at that moment. You could have gone out of a very serious relationship and being hurt, and all you want is like go out and party. And then you could be at a point in your life where all you want is like settle and have somebody good that's going to be there for you and responds for you.
You could have a
mix of both. You could have a bad guy and a good guy, because you could have a bad guy in some sense and you could have a good guy that cuddles, is there for you, and shares things that you like in common. So it really depends the point in your life that you're at.
Linda, your thoughts?
I agree with it just depends on the point in life that you're at as a woman. And the second thing is this is just me, but someone can be nice, a gentleman or a guy can be nice, but I also like someone that's confident. You know, there's some guys that are nice, but they have no confidence. And that's like, they can be the nicest guy in the world, but if they have no confidence, it's not attractive to me, you know? And that's just my thought on it. And also a big, big factor is where the woman is in her life, you know, in that phase. that time of her life.
You bring a good point about the confidence factor. Yeah,
good point.
That's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So, because you're right, because there are nice guys who are just...
Let me just add one little thing here. Mm-hmm. I know I have a good friend of mine that, and it's not you.
okay. Just to clarify.
Yeah, you know.
He's the nicest guy in the world. I mean, he will, and I watched him. I watched him crash and burn with all these ladies, and he is just so, so nice, but he has no confidence. He has no confidence. He lets people walk all over him. And therefore, no woman like finds him attractive enough to want to stay with him. It doesn't matter that he's the nicest guy in the world.
Okay.
Will he be able to stand up for them in a tough situation? Or and no, I'm not talking about getting violent, but just, you know, just speaking his mind and, hey, that's my lady. Or he just has zero, like, no confidence. And it just doesn't matter to a lot of women that he's nice, you know?
Because I think essentially it just comes down to
that.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think essentially for women, it all comes down to what we want in the relationship and what and how long we want it to last.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's for the now, for the long term,
mm-hmm.
or for the yesterday.
And it also takes like the right guy to bring that specific thing out of you. Like,
okay.
It's not just gonna be any guy.
Okay.
You know, especially let's say if you're in a point of your life where you just got out of a relationship or something, it takes like the right guy to actually want to be back in a relationship if you broke up. Like,
mm-hmm.
you might go on a thing where you're just dating different people and there's no, you think, oh, I'm just gonna be single for a year, but then 6 months later you meet this guy and
mm-hmm.
he just brings that out of you where you want to be in a relationship.
Yes.
He may be the one that's just
very true.
Right now.
So the guy needs to, so it's not about him being, because you can be nice and be,
oh, you can,
Mr. at the same, you know, be whatever, bad boy, but you still be respectful and open doors and all that
yeah.
good stuff, whatever. And that's being nice, so I agreed. But I think, and that's a good point, Linda, you brought up, there's a confidence more, like, it's kind
yes.
of like, like,
mm-hmm.
someone's going to take charge. Is that
yes.
fair
and I was
to say?
Gonna add to what Linda said, you could also have the confident guy in front of people, but in the background, he has like a lot of issues, insecure, jealous, and a lot of points that you're like, okay, so outside you're this guy, they're super
yeah.
strong, and then in the behind, like, I cannot count on you because you like cry every night.
Oh no, that's
basically
yeah.
you see,
exactly.
I think,
so
I think nice guy is very general,
yeah,
because
no,
we,
fair.
We
fair.
Can view men as nice. Now, women tend to categorize men in different categories. We can have the smart guy, the hot guy, the party guy. There's the Mr. Right guy, the cheater,
uh-huh.
yeah.
The bad boy.
The bad about? Boy is always interesting, but
yeah.
not for settling.
But see, that's it. Yeah, and see it with
yeah.
this. Okay, well, there you go. So is it fair to say, if because we got various age groups, and I won't say anybody's ages here, of course, but is it fair to say that when you're younger, you're more apt to go with the quote-unquote bad boy, per se?
No.
No?
No,
but
see,
no? Okay, that's fine.
My question was a little bit more about, what about if they... Do they have to get in a physical fight, like, for you to be like, oh, you know, like, if something happens
no,
in the dance floor, because
no,
you know,
no,
in some areas,
no.
like, there's a guy that'll be like getting to the girl, you know, and then
nah.
the boyfriend's right there, like, you know, like the person that you're talking
that's
to
like
is right
there.
That's
like the big shot guy.
No,
think
you
have to
I think for me,
okay.
a guy getting in a fight because whatever they're looking at you or whatever the reason is, I don't like it.
But see,
I,
you guys are talking
yeah,
about
I think most girls
no,
don't like
I
that.
I experienced it, and it's very uncomfortable when you go out with a guy and all he wants
uh-huh.
to do is fight and resolve
yes.
an issue with fighting.
Agreed.
That's immature.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I agree. And
that
yeah.
means you don't know how to handle conversation.
Exactly.
You
right. You're right. And I think most women don't do that.
Yeah.
I have not been there.
Yes, you've been there.
When did I be?
No, not you. You've been in the situation.
Oh,
I've been
okay.
We
so,
call it the cockpit.
Just to clarify. You know, guys like the pop to chest and got to piss it. Who can piss the furthest? I get that. So it's about cuts. You want a guy who, the guys who... have no issue stepping up to a girl and talking to him confidently and asking him out and knowing what he's taking charge. It's taking charge, I guess, the right word. Like, if they ask you out, for example, he needs to have a game plan.
Yeah.
Say, what are we doing? He's one of the guys saying, what do you want to do? What do you like? He's one of the guys saying, hey, we're going to go here, that kind of thing. Or you want someone who says, well, what do you want? You know, per se.
No, we like a man to take, well, for me, I like a man that takes charge with its limitations.
Right.
I don't mind you taking the initiative, telling me, hey, we're going to do this. I like that. Okay. But I do welcome for you to value my opinion, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, at the beginning, when you first meet someone, I think it's natural for the guy to ask you, okay, what kind of things you like to do? And and based on you actually listening, then you can actually plan, okay, this is the type of thing, you know, I'm going to take this girl on first date because she likes this. So take charge and plan it, but listen to what
the agreed. Yeah, this is what, one of my strengths. That's one of my strengths. Ladies out there, again, realmentor@gmail.com.
You're pretty good to know you.
I have a proven track record. So
you pretty good to know you.
George is like, dating, what is that? I'm just kidding, George. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, ladies. I'm kidding. I love George. Not in that way.
God forbid he hated me.
Well, that's, oh my God, it'd be a disaster. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So guys, obviously confidence is the key. And Linda, that's a really good point you brought up on all that. So moving on here. So now let's, we had a show recently, George, you remember that? We brought in a comedian, a friend of ours, who helped us out in one of our shows. And we got this conversation about geeks, quote unquote, nerds, in a sense that, not like, you know, what you see on, like, you know, Big Bang Theory with, like, the math. You're talking about, like, the geeks, like, you know, dress up and they go to the comic cons that like superheroes and comic books and blah, 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 Star Wars and whatever. You know, I'm a half geek. I'll concede to that. But I think over the last 10, 15 years, I think the trend has changed where they're not looked down upon as much as they were before. Mm-hmm. Where I think the comic movies have become mainstream, acceptable. The cosplay is a really, really big thing. The comic cons are all sold out, and it's not just comic book nerds that go. A lot of people go and all that. So it's more acceptable. So out of curiosity, just your thoughts. We'll go around the table and on the phone, I guess. Is there something wrong with a guy who is a geek, nerd, whatever you want to call him? He's into the comic books. Is he into the Star Wars? And he's all heavy, the shirts and all the damn movies, toys, whatever. Is that something that would turn off a woman in general? Is that something that goes on now as it did before, 10 years ago maybe?
It can and it cannot. There's a fine line between geek, right? Nerds are very attractive when it's mentally stimulated. I think there's nothing more sexy than a man who's intelligent.
Okay.
Who, when it comes to IT, you know, it's a passion for what they want. Now, when you think, you know, Comic-Con and all that stuff, that's a passion that they hold on the side. That's one of their hobbies. That's something that they enjoy, and that is okay, because when you're in a relationship or you're willing to work that out, you support that hobby and that passion. Now, does it work that you're going to be walking around in a Star Wars suit 24/7 and sitting in bed and playing video games until 3 o'clock in the morning? No. Or like,
what about 1 in the morning? No.
No.
At that time, 12, you need to be doing 11, something else.
10? Give me time.
I don't want to visit the guy's apartment and it's like the 40-year-old version where all the figures are.
I know.
Like, I don't want that.
Like 40-year-old virgin like, kind of thing? No.
Great movie, by the way. Great movie.
and I mean, for me, I mean, I think if he dresses kind of nerdy or he likes, you know, Star Wars movies, I mean, I don't care if he's nerdy or just a little bit not the norm. As long as we have things in common at this point in my life, as long as we have things in common and he knows how to treat me. And for me personally, I like a man that's very sensual. I don't care what he does. I don't care what he works at. I don't care. I mean, as long as he's responsible, he treats me nicely. We have that connection, and like you said, I mean, if those things are on the side, great, you know.
So as long as it's not like it's not an obsession, it's okay, basically.
Now, what about if he's intelligent, like stimulating you guys intelligently, but he's got zero confidence? Like but he's got zero confidence. Does it go back and forth, or is it like? Those are like one precedent the other.
No.
If you can't be intelligent and pin me down, there's an issue.
Now we're talking.
Big issue.
See, Forrest Gump couldn't pin anybody down. That was his problem. So.
Okay.
Poor Forrest. I love Forrest Gump. I cheer for him. You know, so, okay, fair enough.
Give you the other extreme.
Yeah, well, that's true. Can you be too aggressive?
Depends. Yes. There, you could be very aggressive. Not you.
In the
men
situation.
Could be very aggressive. In general.
Well, the depends situation. I mean, okay.
Let's be just
like, in the right situation.
If it's
right.
Consensual aggression is good.
Yes.
How's that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fair. Oh, you can tell the alcohol is kicking in, guys. Anyway, so... all right, so now let's move to a much bigger topic. I'm old school, obviously. I'm a lot older.
In what sense?
I'm an old guy, so, you know...
In what sense?
Let me explain. Suave. So, you know, I grew up in an era where... You know, when you want to meet a woman, there's no cell phone. Well, at least in college, there's no cell phone. There's no bullshit. You have to go talk to a woman. You want to meet a woman, you have to go out and physically talk to them. Got your number? Write it down.
Can I get an napkin?
But of course, I always carry paper in a pen because you never know.
Yeah, it's I hate to say it. It's like people had balls.
Yeah, we had balls. Exactly. Confidence.
Yeah, confidence. You don't have to hide behind a computer screen.
Exactly.
No Snapchat. Match.com, well,
exactly. And that's,
singles.com.
Yes, and that's exactly my point. So now that we've all, it's changed, and I've had to adapt. I think everybody has to. Now it's gone more towards the online. Well, like online dating, when I was growing up, my God,
it's been around forever. AOL, AIM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. But back then.
And the picture.
Oh, back then it was frowned upon. You go online dating, you're a loser. You're going online. Yeah. You're considered a loser. If you're online dating back in the day, you're a loser. Yeah. And totally. God knows who you met online. I'll share a story. A friend of mine who, you know, got one of those fake pictures and he talked to her for God knows how long and he met her and she was like 800 pounds and she was a disaster. But back then it was frowned upon. You just didn't do it. Now it's the norm. Now it's the new
Tinder.
Singles bar, if you will. And so that's a new scene. So before I get specific with the questions, I want to kind of go around. I think, has anybody here not used online dating?
Crickets.
That's what I thought. Okay, exactly. Wow. It's the norm. So I want to start here with Lady Tinder, as I like to call her. Veronica. You know. Man, she's a pro at this. I think, and I hope you mind me sharing, but I think it was a couple weeks ago, we were talking, and she just joined Tinder, and like in a day, she had 180 likes. 108 likes.
It wasn't like a week. It was like maybe 2 weeks.
No.
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. She's averaging 55 likes a week. Wow. But just your quick thoughts. How do you feel about online dating in general? We'll start with Veronica.
I'm not opposed to it. I think with how life is now, everything's on the go. I was a pretty busy person. I'm less busy now, but I was going to school. I worked, you know, I had things to do. And I think it was just easy to just meet people on there when you had time, because it's basically on your time when you go on. So okay. I'm not opposed to it at all.
Christy?
I see it as an opportunity to see what's out there. I like to, you know, touch bases with where we're at with life, what men are bringing to the table, what they're not.
Ladies realize that they're not bringing nothing to the table. Yes,
guys are the worst, I swear to God.
No, it's embarrassing. I prefer the old traditional way. I like to personally connect.
Okay, agreed.
I have come across where I can run game, whether it's in person or online, right? But it's you come across people who are not who they are when you meet them. And that's the disconnect with online dating, because anyone can write.
Okay.
It's face-to-face. Whether you can connect or not, it's a whole different ballgame.
Jennifer, your thoughts on that?
I agree with Christy. I'm really super up for, like, the old days, like how my grandma met with my grandfather and my mom and whatever. The only reason why I went to online dating, and if we want to say an app, is Tinder, and it was because... I was very frustrated after a relationship that I ended. Mm-hmm. And I needed, like, to go out.
Yes.
Un clavo saca otro clavo.
No. I am not for the clavo, un clavo saca otro clavo, because it goes even deeper.
Okay.
But I needed some distraction, and it worked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went out with one guy, and then I said, I'm not doing this.
Linda, what are your thoughts on that?
This is, like, horrible. It entertained me because you could talk with like 20 people at the same time. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're going to meet them.
but it entertains you pretty good.
Linda?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like one of the other girls said, it's a good way to meet people when we have very, very busy lives and we work a lot or you're in school or it's just, and for me, it gives me a chance also being in, living in such a small town, it gives me a chance to meet interesting people that I probably would never have a chance to meet, you know, here. And I enjoyed it. I mean, I've had good experiences. Jose, you know, I've had my share of bad experiences.
I know that very well.
One or two catfish there, but
it's funny because
I've had some good experiences and I enjoyed it.
Because I thought me and you, we met online, actually.
Yeah, we did.
Through mass.com, you know, we'll admit to that.
And that's what I was going to tell you guys. Do you tell your families, like if you met somebody, do you tell them that, or friends that you've met on a dating website, or do you lie and go, no, we met at the university, whatever, FIU or whatever?
It's acceptable today to say, yeah, we met online.
Exactly. It's the norm. Yeah. It's the new singles bar. Yeah, it's a new singles. Like, no one's like, oh, you went online with a loser.
It's more about a running joke where you connect with someone, you can say, let's think about stories and where we met just to mess with people. And
yeah.
I mean, like, I know not to tell my mom anymore. And it's like, damn, why did I say that?
What was I thinking? Oh my gosh, he's old school.
Yeah.
But it's the way it is.
I think it's more about that. If like your parents are old school, like they still have that stigma about that.
Parents, yeah, but that's a different story. With friends, we can tell each other. We went online, and I don't think it's a big deal anymore. Like it's normal. It's okay. Because when I resisted online dating for a long time. And because again, I was old school. I'm like, oh my gosh, losers! No one does this. That's embarrassing. Oh my god!
I did the same thing.
Yeah. But you know, you get into it, and okay, it's working. You meet some girls, and have a good time. You know, no, I've been on for like the last maybe year and a half, whatever. I recently stopped, but I was on there for a long time. But my frustration with online dating is because there's no real set protocol. And what I mean by that is, like, if I'm at a bar. And I go to a girl, hey, what's your name? About whatever, kick whatever game I can, whatever. Buy her a drink or whatever the case is. And usually if I like, we have good connection and all that, I'm asking her out. Or I'll get your number, whatever the case is. But now when you're online, everybody's different. Asking for a number, it seems like you're kidding the child. Like, what do you mean my number? Or when do you meet up? How long do you have to talk to somebody to say, hey, let's meet up and let's talk and all that? And so it's a little bit frustrating. But I'll say this. How long do you guys wait to decide whether or not to meet a guy when you meet him online?
Could be the same day.
Yeah.
Same day?
Yeah, it depends how the messages go.
No, and it really depends on where you're at that day.
Yeah.
You know, I from my experience, there's been days where I log in just because we're a group of girls hanging out. And just want to eat shit, right? So we're sitting there, hey, look at this guy, mm-hmm. and not have a real connection. There's days where I can be alone and say, there comes, you know, the malice. The malice kicks in.
I want to get pinned down. Is that what it is? This guy looks like he pinned me down.
It's really a where you're at that moment. If you're, and it's really a matter of the vibe and the connection that you have while you're chatting. Somebody may want to, you know, get you to drop your panties, where the other is going to make you bored out of your mind. You know,
little baja panties. I like that.
Well, in my case, I'm very like careful with that because you could have those really bad psychos out there. So I went out with two persons and I never did it again. And I did, and I told like location, cell phones, this, that, whatever, to like my best friends where I was going to be. I don't know. That's just me. That's I have heard really bad stories. Yeah. I'm where I come from. So I heard really bad stuff, and online dating wasn't even in. So
yeah,
I think you gotta be very careful when you do those kinds of dates. And yes, it depends. Like the other girl said, where you at,
Linda?
You gotta be careful.
What's the experience been like? I know.
For me, I've run into, I would say you have to be very, very careful, because with my personal own experience, it could have cost me my life one time. Wow, and that's all I'll say about that, because it was a very personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, because, and Jose, you know, I would like to find, you know, the right person and be in a real relationship with someone, in a meaningful relationship. I'm done you know, playing around and messing around. Where am I going with this?
You tell me.
But what I was going to say, for me to meet up with somebody, if they're just sending me email after email, or we've exchanged numbers and it's just text message after text message, I pretty much know that that guy or that person is not serious. You know, they're probably just looking to have a good time, have fun, and they're probably not being very honest with me. You know, and so that type of person, I just steer clear from. And as far as finding someone that is, they seem okay, I would say I think it's appropriate the first week, you know, to meet out and meet in a public place and let your family or a good friend know who you're going to meet, you know. Because, yeah, it can all sound like fun and games, but it can be very dangerous. Absolutely. Like I said.
See, that's why I feel bad for you guys, because for us, it's... Well, for guys anyway, the online dating, as painstaking as it is easier because, and I've talked to friends who go online, they do online dating, you know, POF or, I don't know, Christian Mingles or Farmer's Daughters, what the hell they got now. There's beer drinkers, meet beer drinkers, which is one I would join right now, I tell you. But the thing with women, and I've seen emails with, you guys will get like bombarded. With like, you know, 50, 100 messages of the hey there, wings, whatever it is that guys do nowadays. That's got to be tough. Us, we don't have that luxury. Well, you know, we're fishing. Well, we cast a line and see what happens.
And
how do you guys deal with that?
You know, I mean, as a woman, my advice would be if you do choose to meet somebody out for the first time you chat, do it in a public place. You know, do it in a public place. Yeah. And... let somebody know. You know, you don't have to tell your parents or your family or whatever. That's going to be up to you. But let somebody know where you're going and who you're going to meet. Leave them maybe their phone number. You know, this is a person I've been chatting with. Just, you know, you want to think about yourself. You're first more than anything, you know, because if you get caught up in a situation and it's a bad situation, nobody's going to care about you but you.
I will care about you.
Oh, you won't even be there. I think
fair enough.
When it comes down to safety of dating in general, whether it's online, whether it's face to face, it's equally at risk.
Yes.
So yeah. It's not. There are bad people everywhere. So while one has to be cautious, yeah, I think it's all a matter of what and how you approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with her 100%. Where yeah, team buddying up is very important. You know, at least knowing where you're at or having the backup system is crucial, right?
Because you're right. Because a guy could be a crazy psycho online or live.
Yes. It doesn't matter.
I have a girlfriend that lives in Chicago. When she goes on an online date, she texts me, hey, I'm going to, you know, go out with this person and this is his name and we're going to go here. I'm like, okay.
It could be fake name. I think that's cool. If you know, say where to go,
you know,
then
she's
it's
being
bad.
Safe. I mean, because somebody can tell you so many things, you know, online, but then you really don't know. That for me personally, that's why I just take my time and I at least give it a week. And if I see that they're being consistent in calling me and actually having, you know, a nice, you know, whatever kind of conversation with me, then I know that at least, you know, they're probably normal.
We go through different phases as women, where you can act out same day and have no thought process behind it. It's where you're at mentally.
But see, I thought about it in a, maybe a different way, I guess. You know, like I thought, you know, you asked how the women deal with it. You know, like I see it, if you guys get 100 messages from different guys, it's like you guys have like a selection, like a plethora.
Absolutely.
You know, like if you got, oh, the guy with black hair, guy with brown hair, guy blonde hair, blue eyes, brown, black eyes, whatever the hell they got. You know, I can select. Now, yeah, you deal with it, but you're like, okay. And that was my other question I wanted to ask you. Because I'm sure you guys get 100 from, hi, how are you?
Hey, sweetie.
Or which kind of leads to the worst pickup line that you heard.
Oh, they're horrible.
You know, you know, like I'm sure you got one dude that says, hey, mommy, what's up? Why are you with all those curves and me without brakes? Yeah. You know, like all that shit. You know, so, you know, I was kind of curious about, you know, like, is there one that might stand out to you? You know, like a phrase or a line or something. You know, all the ones that you get.
Oh, yeah. I had one guy that asked me, what was it? It was, mm-hmm. if your last text message was your presidential slogan, what would it be?
Yeah, what would it be?
Yeah.
That was unique.
Yeah.
What was the line?
It was, if your last text message was your presidential slogan, what would it be?
That was the
intro.
That's interesting.
That was his intro. Yeah. So, I mean, at first,
that is very intellectual.
I had to look at my last text, and it was like kind of inappropriate.
But that's kind of good, though.
Because it depends.
Because from a guy's perspective, you know, we know there's 100 messages. You guys are getting 100 messages. You got to stand out.
Yeah.
You can't say that hello. That shouldn't work.
No.
It doesn't work. Like, hi there. Or, hey gorgeous.
Hey
yeah.
Beautiful.
Hey sexy.
Or a little emoji with the heart eyes.
Oh no! Yeah. You gotta come better than that. You gotta come stronger than that.
It's stepping up your game to stand out of the norm.
It's someone that you can tell they've actually read my profile and they'll comment to me about something that I wrote, and I'm not talking like they write me a novel, but they'll write me just enough to make me see that they're an intelligent human being. They did listen to what I wrote. They'll make a comment about one of the pictures, you know, that I posted where I was at or something that I was doing. That right there, that's what catches my attention.
I like a real approach.
Oh, how long you've been running, you know, because you've been running through my head or, you know, whatever line, you know.
God, that's so bad.
No, I can't do it. That to me is like, that means the world. And even if he's not the most attractive guy, I will certainly respond to that because I know that that's somebody that's genuine, you know. Well,
so you respond to the
genuine,
cheese?
But no. They're coming across as genuine. Yeah, this lady's hand with the wine,
right? The cheese out here.
We've had some interesting approaches.
I had one. You work in bodily injury. You must be breaking hearts everywhere.
Oh my God!
Unmatched.
Oh God.
You're like, delete.
That
delete.
Is so bad.
It's so cheesy.
Okay, so what I want to do now is we'll stick to the online thing, but do kind of a game, so to speak, and you guys, it's kind of rapid-fire questions session here. You guys can just spit out the answer. Now, we're going to focus on guys and the pictures that they put online and whether when you see something, whether you're going to swipe right, which usually means you want to see what's up, or it's a wrap. So, having said that, we'll start with the first thing. Picture comes up. Guy, take a picture on the mirror.
It's a wrap.
Left.
Christy and I have a rule that if it's
you have a bathroom selfie, you're out.
A bathroom selfie or a gym selfie with your abs showing.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
It's a wrap.
If
it's,
you have pistols pointing
yes,
on your V-cut,
yes,
not okay.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
I had a lawyer. He was actually a lawyer. I checked that he was a lawyer.
Okay.
He was a lawyer. He passed the board, at least in Florida.
That's fair.
And all his pictures were, like in front of the mirror, like selfies, like at the gym, like the superhero night at the gym with, like, whatever. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Oh, and all he was like, can you take a picture of, like, your back?
Your back?
Yeah.
Guess what he wanted to see?
Oh, like your ass, basically. Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you say that?
Yeah, it's cheesy when they want to ask, can you post some full body pics? Send me a full body. Like, why do you... Like,
they do that?
Yes.
They
it's
do.
So cheesy. It's like...
They do.
Nobody likes that.
I'm embarrassed for my brethren.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. All right, so...
Hey, at least be direct about it. If you're going to be like sly, can you take a picture of the back? Be a guy.
Yeah.
Take a picture of your ass,
of
honey.
Your ass.
Show it to me.
Let me see that junk in that trunk.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is it pushing for, pushing for my pushing for my pushing? Let me see it.
There you go.
It's Jennifer, you know, like, you know, let me see.
You know, oddly enough, we respect more someone who's forward than someone who's bullshitting and being.
Because you guys read through that shit. Let's be honest. You guys know what's up.
Of course I know what's up.
Of course, right.
But can you be like straight up?
Confident.
Like not put like...
Simple as that.
Your back, quote unquote.
Sugarcoat it. Like,
all right.
Sugarcoat it.
Here's the next one. Guys with sunglasses.
If it's... Well, it depends because...
If it's all sunglasses.
If it's all sunglasses... I have a thing. If it's all sunglasses or if it's all... Pictures with a hat on. There's something going on under there.
It's a wrap.
And it's kind of like
wrap.
If you don't smile, something's up.
It's because that part of your face is not very gentle to you.
Yeah, like what's up under the sunglasses? If every picture you have some sunglasses.
I agree, because
especially
at night. I guess for me, if a girl's got sunglasses, it's a wrap.
If If it's every picture, yeah, there's probably something.
Yeah, there's
wrong.
A red flag there.
Okay.
What about if he's blind and folded?
It would be in his profile.
Picture they have up is like just a selfie of them just, you know, standing in a mirror or in the bathroom.
That's
or
a wrap.
At the gym or,
it's a wrap.
Like, it doesn't tell you anything else about them. And some guys do that. I've seen some that, like,
they all
every
do that.
Single, they have like 20 pictures.
75%.
Of them.
Yes.
They're sitting in their car. You know what I mean?
Oh, the car picture.
Yeah. The car picture. You forgot about that one. That's, yeah, for me, that's a wrap.
Okay, so, okay.
Is a rap or is a rapper?
Nice, no, touche. I like that. And all right, guys with a picture of a dog with them.
Oh, no, I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're swiping left on that.
Yeah. We'll consider.
No, it's in swiping.
It's right.
All right. Oh, right.
It's right.
Whatever. Right. Run like 4 beers in. Don't give me a fucking break.
Again, so. It's one dog picture, maybe yeah, two. One, but yeah. If all your pictures include a dog, you're trying. It's kind of like showing your
it's
kids.
Too much.
The first
it's
time.
Too
yeah,
much.
It's too much.
Okay.
Well, I especially like dogs, but I think they're high maintenance in the sense that they're worse than kids because you cannot lead them by themselves. And if you want people to take care of them, you got to usually pay.
Having said that,
so if you want to travel and have fun and go a weekend there and a weekend like difficult. That and do things like out of the sun, like
listen,
my
I'm
friends
a dog
like
runner.
To do,
right?
I love
yeah, me too. Like friends like to do. It's difficult because if you have a dog and you care for it, then you gotta.
So what you're saying is would you swipe right for a guy with a dog?
It's a wrap,
or it's a wrap for you.
It's not like,
well,
you've done.
No, it's not automatic rap, but it depends. If I just want to like have fun and whatever, and I want to travel and one, you know, I don't want to have a dog. And I love dogs, and my mom has a dog, and I had a dog prior, and but my brothers kept it. But I think they're much more responsibility than a kid.
See, but I welcome that, and I don't mind a man with a dog because it shows me that he can. Take care of something, and he does have a passion for it. Why?
Well,
I'm a dog owner, so I welcome it. It's I think it's kind of like dating a guy that only has cats.
Not necessarily that he has a dog. He could be responsible and take care of it.
Linda,
because
I know you're.
Some guys have yeah. just a dog because that's like dog.
The hookup.
Yeah.
Jose already knows how I feel. I'm an advocate for animals, and
yes.
I help with animal rescue and. For me, if I were to see, when I see that, you know, that someone has a dog, that's like, just, woo, you know, that's
you're swiping,
like,
you're swiping yeah, right on that. She's swiping right.
I know that that's someone that we share a passion and we'll have something in common and to me, when I see a man that, and most of the time, I'm not saying always, but most of the time when I see a human that just loves an animal or is just very kind with an animal, then I know that most of the time they'll have a really, you know, beautiful soul and they have a very caring and giving personality, and that's what I like, you know.
Okay. What about the guy who throws out the duck face?
Oh, no.
It's a wrap.
That is a wrap.
That
I
bad?
No comment for that.
Really?
Is there a comment for that?
No, there isn't.
No, that's straight wrap.
No, it's like a.
They usually do that in the bathroom selfie, FYI.
Well, no, yeah, well, agree.
That's
no.
like a left in 2 seconds. It's like, ooh, no.
You're dumping the whole website. Okay, fair enough. So, a guy with one, I'll say several pictures, where he's always holding a drink in his hand.
I'm okay with that.
Guy. I mean,
I'm okay
guy.
With it.
It's happening, right?
I'd be more concerned about the one that doesn't drink.
I always have a drink in my hand,
trust.
So.
That's the one you can't
trust. Yes, true. You never trust a guy or anybody, not just guys, who don't drink and don't eat meat. Right? Yes.
I always have a drink in my hand, so yeah.
Well,
that's not a problem for me.
If you were born with one, you're going to die with one.
I think we look at that as the party guy.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Next time, have a good time.
Yeah. And you could be a party guy and you could be a home guy. It depends on the day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. What about the guy who takes a picture like a night with his car, which is a nice car?
That's douchey.
He's just
that's
showing
douchey.
Off.
That's douchey.
Rap?
Just showing off.
Like, no. Rap?
Yeah. Probably a rental.
It depends what picture. What's the second
the
picture?
The car doesn't even belong to them.
Like, is that the first picture?
That's you're right.
That too.
That's
they may,
true.
They may be trying to show that they got money, and like you know, some guys get the girls that like to chase the money.
Well, sometimes it's not even his car; it's a rental.
What about if it's like a cheap one? Mm-hmm. What about if he has like a Toyota or something, like something cheap?
But they're usually hooked up with the big.
Those guys
like,
usually
tires.
Don't post the pictures.
Yeah, exactly. If you're posting pictures with your Toyota Corolla, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
You probably hook up with like your super strong system of music.
At the end of the day, your profile is whether you put two pictures or five pictures, that is who you're saying who you are in those five pictures. So you don't have to disclose it all.
Yeah.
But right there, that's your storyline.
Yes.
Simple as that.
That's your first impression.
That's it.
No, you're right. Yeah. Or what they say.
And for me, I like the profiles that have more, that have a lot of pictures. I mean, if you can put 20 pictures on that, to me, that's
20?
Like someone I want to look at.
I swipe left
on
people
that catches
that have
my attention because I see, and maybe they're not.
That's
you know,
that's
going to take you one-on-one getting to know that person.
That's a lot of
for
pictures,
me,
though.
That catches,
yeah.
No, but to me, that catches my attention because if they have different pictures of places they'd like to visit, I mean, or they show their interests or what their passions are or what they like to do, to me, that catches my attention more than a guy that just puts one or two. I don't know, because that doesn't really tell me much, you know. But of course, yeah, people do say that one picture can have 1,000 words, so.
Now, what about,
you know, depends.
What about profile length? Do you guys even read if the guy writes more than,
if
like, four sentences? Like, you know, because some girls write, like, a mystery.
I read it.
You know, like,
funny.
Oh, ask me if you want to know.
No, I think it all depends on how it starts. If it's a boring start, next. If it has humor behind it and you're like talking about flying a cardboard plane, I'm like, okay, I want to read more. I want to get to know you. You know, I like humor. I think that's important to stand out. You know, it's not.
It is.
You don't.
Yeah.
It's really dependent on
there
that.
Was one guy on Tinder that I read his profile was so creative because he had like, you know how they give reviews, newspaper reviews. So he's like,
okay.
The best guy ever, New York Times.
Oh,
you know, he had different things.
Genius! I like that.
That is awesome.
Like,
that's fantastic.
Looking, but I'm swiping right.
Oh my god! I'm so stealing
that.
I am gonna steal that.
That is, awesome.
That is phenomenal.
Or the
like
one
that
doesn't have a profile, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
So that's
listen,
a good point.
Also, let me log in for a minute. And I'll tell you.
Oh please.
Looking for a friend. Maybe have a drink. Swipe left. Let's go for the next one. Hold on.
Swiping.
From Barcelona, now in Miami.
Next. That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Don't trust a traveler.
That's a
traveler, yeah.
Athletic, ambitious, sarcastic, grateful, consultant, out. Forget that. Anybody who's a consultant, red flag. Hold on. Ask me. Boring.
Mm.
And this is how, you know, and everybody views it differently. But I'm reading live Tinder right now,
okay.
Right? I work hard, laugh a lot, live to the fullest, and love unconditionally. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. Not where I'm at today.
It's a wrap. That's a wrap.
And so that's just an example, and I'm trying to find
a clue. If you read the profile, and their whole profile is like, they have a bunch of misspelled words, it's a wrap for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Agreed. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got to come better than that.
And they all
the
dislike drama.
Well,
everybody
sometimes
drama.
There's some profiles that say, I'm not in for a relationship, I just want to have fun, whatever.
Rap.
Well, it's not a rap because I think
really?
They're honest.
Well, if that's what you're looking for,
that's
then
honest.
It's okay.
That what you're looking for, you swipe right.
Well, if you're looking for that, yes.
But at least they're saying what they're looking
okay.
for, and they're not there with like the princess story, whatever
okay.
your dream story
yeah, exactly.
is, and then they come out with a rap.
Okay.
At least they're saying, oh, straight up, this is what I want. If you want to come in, come in. If
yeah.
not, you're
and
out.
There's the
yep.
overly exaggerated
yep.
ones. Dream big, love strong, love often. I am your drug. I am your addiction. I am your home. Peace out, motherfucker.
It's a head out.
No
that's
bueno.
A wrap. That's a wrap. Yeah, no bueno. No bueno. No.
I think I'm going to download it.
No.
You do
oh,
have
I had.
The infamous job.
So let me tell this kind of story here. You know, we got this the infamous John. So apparently, you know, Lady Tinder over here. She was, I guess, being pursued by this gentleman named John. I guess is his name, whatever. And John was a little bit of a kook.
Yeah, I swiped right just because of the profile, because I thought I was just funny to mess with him. Because it was like, he likes to be girls.
You could get very interesting.
Oh, no, hold on. Yeah, just wait for this.
His profile, I actually deleted him because it got way too far. And it was like, he likes to be submissive. He likes to
truth. You swiped right on that because we could not believe that was real.
Yeah, we didn't believe it was real.
I was like, he's not really going there. He likes submissive.
He likes to be abused. Let me call you your goddess. Furniture. He said he wants to, he likes strap-ons.
Jesus.
Fifty Shades of Grey. Yes.
No, oh God.
That was worse than 50.
See, that's when 50 Shades of Jose kicked in, because what I did was, you know, we borrowed, you know.
the first comment was, hello, goddess. So he was already like,
it was a wrap from the get-go. So we decided to, me and another friend of ours, we decided to mess with this individual. We were messaging him on behalf of Veronica, of course. And we're telling him, I think he wanted to meet you after work or something. I forgot what it was.
Yes, something like that. The conversation had been going because of our other friend had started this conversation with this guy. I was just messing with him. And it got very sensual.
Let's
and
be politically correct.
I think if I'm not mistaken, I was telling him that I was going to show up, or you were going to show up, with pliers and a hammer.
And a big black dildo.
You know. And he was all into it.
Listen, to be fair, because we don't know who's listening, at the end of the day, disclaimer, this wasn't catfishing. This was really a real life conversation of just getting to know what he was thinking.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't, we weren't being misleading, because there was like six people IMing this person.
Yes.
It's not about being misleading. It was like, is he still keeping this going? Which at the end of the day, maybe it would have been fake and somebody who's just messing around with us.
Sure.
And that's the typical person who's catfishing or likes to just, you know what? Or that may be somebody who's throwing it out there as it is, saying, this is who I am. Take it for what it is, because this is what I'm going to give you.
And you know what? I'm sure there's girls who like that. And it works. And it works. And you know what? And oh God, I feel bad for it. I can imagine waiting outside his job like, okay, where's his back dildo coming? Because he hasn't shown up yet. You
know? We were hanging out that night with coworkers.
Yeah.
And he was begging me to pick him up. He's a new guy.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And he's like, I'm like, well, I'm with coworkers right now. I can't pick you up. And he's like, I'll wait in the car. I'll wait for hours. I don't care. He wanted to just sit in the car while I hang out with my coworkers.
Listen, there are people online who are real. Okay, we have come across the files or the file, you know, the profiles that flat out tell you, listen, I'm in a relationship and all I want is some fun. They tell you. There's some honest guys out there.
Yes.
But you gotta respect that. You gotta respect that.
Oh, yeah. That's you know what I'm saying.
I am married. Yeah. We're okay with the threesome. It's welcomed. You know what? Yeah. They say these things. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you know what? I'd rather honesty, because it's a clear opportunity to peace out, swipe left.
Uh-huh.
It's a wrap.
One guy's profile was.
Then the misleading asshole who makes it look like it's a wonderful story, and then you turn out to be a freak in nature.
Yes, exactly.
Right, because if you're looking for that, there it is.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I'm sure women are looking for that. There's no doubt some women are looking for that.
We know somebody in common that dated this guy, and it was not online, it was offline, it was through friends. Dated for a week, and then the second week he was a total psycho. Like, we went out in friends out and like clubbing, and he was a total psycho.
Wow.
Like, he was jealous of her best friends for years. I'm like, we're best friends forever. Like, we go out all the time. How you want to be jealous of something like that? Mm-hmm. And he will not let her do anything.
Wow.
Like, that night she was like,
that's possessive
with us
obsession.
But in like jail.
Wow.
Kind of
deal. And it's funny, because I think a couple of days later, because I met the guy, and I, you know, because I have to meet other guys that she goes out with to give the approval. And I told her, this guy is wacko, he's possessive, whatever. Of course, no one ever listens to it actually happens, because that's how you guys do it.
The same thing I told him.
Of course. So I think 1 or 2 days later, whatever, he's at her house. He leaves her house. She's like, oh, I got to go to Walmart and buy some stuff. Fair enough. So she goes to Walmart. She comes out of Walmart and notices a similar car to what this guy is driving.
Oh my God, he's following
her? Yeah, he followed her to Walmart.
Wow.
what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
To see if she just to be was sure, yes. by herself yes. and not with Man. Somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly, yes.
That's called obsession.
That's insane. Because I think, yeah. Because the first night, we, you know.
You just met her. You guys been going out for 2 weeks.
At least let.
That
let,
is a problem.
Yeah, give 6 months before we let the crazy out. At least.
That is murder suicide
situation. Yeah, exactly. Like, he's gonna kill you like tomorrow.
But you know what? And actually, I wasn't planning to talk about this, but it's kind of funny though that this brought up because guys, you know, they're crazy from day one for the most part.
No,
for the most part. I said not always. I said for the most part.
Forget that. Month one is the honeymoon phase. Get it right.
Sometimes it's a day.
But he only lasted 1 week.
In most cases, everyone's on their best behavior. Week one is the honeymoon phase. Right. You know what?
That's it? Honeymoon 1 week?
1 week to a month.
Agreed.
That is the honeymoon phase. That's where everyone's trying to act their best, both women and men.
Yeah.
Yes, just be fair.
Then
that's what I was going to say.
But however, I think the craziness in guys comes out quicker than the craziness in women.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
I mean, we're psychotic bitches.
Yeah. Oh, no question. I love you guys. I love all you guys. I love the women, my women
every
out there.
Every girl has a crazy.
But every
her.
Damn woman is yeah. crazy. I don't give
don't
a shit.
Push it.
There are different all, levels of crazy,
yes,
but
don't
we
push
all
it. Crazy. And it's just,
I'm honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, how soon
are.
You can draw it out from a woman, that's the key for when.
Oh, you will never yeah. bring it out because you don't push it. But if you push
no.
it, you'll
no,
get
women
it.
Bring it out on their own. And eventually
no.
comes out.
No, you
yes,
guys push it off.
Yes, no, that's not true. No, I refuse to believe that. Eventually, it's going to come out at some point. Because yeah, every woman is crazy. Let's be yeah. honest, you know. A guy is wearing perfect.
Men
I understand
are nuts,
that.
Women are crazy.
No, men are stupid. We're retarded. I'll own that. There's no question about that. I know. I'm comfortable with who I am. But women are fucking nuts. We're nuts. They really are. But either way. So, okay, fine. So let's... I'll talk about as far as... first dates, the first meets, if you will.
Okay.
And we'll start with the easy stuff. Now, for you guys, what is the ideal first date?
Stay tuned for part two of our Ladies Night podcast, where you will hear this.
A and girl B.
Okay.
You slept with both of them on day one.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. That's how you do it, ladies at realmental.com. Go ahead,
yeah,
gmail.com.
Okay. But let's say, okay, let's compare apples to apples okay. and apples to oranges, right? Okay, fine. So you have girl A and girl B.
Okay.
You connect. You vibe with both of them.
Sure.
One gives it up day one. The other one waits a week.
Okay.
Okay. Personality-wise, very similar. Both very cool girls. You date. You connect more with the one that you connected with on day one that versus the girl that waited day 1 week.
Okay.
Okay, so you're with following me?
Okay.
Okay, so you move on. It becomes 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Right.
At this point, you have to make a decision, right? You got two cool girls. One was easy on day one, but on the long run, you connected. And the one who was a little bit more
reserved
yet still more caring and still connecting, Who do you vibe with?